Hi, this is Cy Kellett, the host of this program, Catholic Answers Live. I've got a special request just for you, that person who listens to the recorded episode of our live program. Right now, we're in the midst of our August 2022 radio fundraising drive, and we've got this generous donor who gave us 15 grand and said, match those donations from the listeners to the recorded program. So could you help us to continue to provide this content to the world? If you just take 90 seconds to make your donation at givecatholic.com between now and August 15th, each gift from those who listen to the recorded version of this show will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. Givecatholic.com. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. As promised, Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, and it's open forum. You can call and ask whatever you like. 888-318-7884. I got to talk with some Catholics first hour, some non-Catholics first hour, and that made it a great hour. So anybody who feels like picking up that phone, feel welcome here. We'd love it if you'd call. 888-318-7884. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of wonderful things, many of them books, including The Bible is a Catholic Book, one of the books we're giving away today. And he's the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Jimmy Akin, another big match this hour.
Indeed. We have $15,000 as a match for this hour, and so we need to get started towards raising that. The way to do that is by giving us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also donate safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And right now we have lots of opportunities for you because I can see that there are only two of our fellow Catholic Answers employees who are on the phone right now. We have a dozen who are just sitting at their desks waiting to take your call. So please keep them company. Call in, show your support, make your donation. The number to call, again, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Lots of people standing by waiting to take your call. And we have some special thank you gifts that we'd like to give you in exchange for your support. Cy Kellett, why don't you tell us about those?
I would be happy to, Jimmy. Again, the number 888-291-8000. And we really do appreciate when you make new monthly pledges. So in addition to that, dollar for dollar match for any pledge that comes in of any size. You also get another match if you make a new monthly pledge. And I tell you about that because if you could make that monthly pledge at the $10 per month level, you are at the first level for our giving societies. That's Society 315. We'll send you a t-shirt, a Society 315 t-shirt, a Catholic Answers car magnet, coupons that you can use on the Catholic Answers website. And we also provide lots of free content throughout the year that's just exclusively for Society 315 members. So come on in at the $10 a month level. If it's a new one, it's going to be $30 to us monthly right now. Or maybe you could come in at the $20 a month level or do a one-time gift of $200. It's a new gift. Then we'll be able to do all that I just said about Society 315. We'll also send you Tim's wonderful book, Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. And that's not enough. We'll send you a wonderful book from Jimmy Akin as well called The Bible is a Catholic Book. That's at the $20 a month level. Just remember, if it's a new monthly pledge, it's tripled right now to $60 a month because of the two matches we have going on. Maybe you could do $45 a month, a one-time gift of $500. If you can do either of those things, we'll add to all that I just mentioned, we'll add Trent Horn's brand new book, Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic. That's at the $45 a month level or better. Maybe you could do $84 a month. That would make you a member of our President's Club, which has wonderful benefits that come with it. Maybe you could do $417 a month. Again, all tripled and that up to $15,000 this hour. And you become a member of our Founders Circle, which is our highest level giving society, which comes with all kinds of benefits, including getting everything we publish in a year. All you got to do is ask. Jimmy?
And speaking of some of those higher level donation amounts, we will need people's assistance at those amounts. Now, every donation counts, no matter how large or small. So if you can only donate a little, that's great. We appreciate your support. But in order to make our overall drive goal, which is $225,000 or a quarter of a million, we will need people donating at larger levels as well. And I understand that for donations at larger levels, people may need to do some planning. They can need to check their bank account or their portfolio or consult with their spouse or things like that. So I just want to plant a seed today on the first day of the drive to be thinking about that, to be asking yourself, could I donate 1,000? Could I donate 5,000 or 10 or 20,000? We will need some larger donations in order to make our goals. So if you're able to donate large amounts today and you know it, by all means, donate today. It doesn't have to be all at once. As Cy was just saying, you know, $84 a month adds up to $1,000 in the course of a year. That will get you into our President's Club. Also, $417 a month. That adds up to $5,000 over the course of the year. That'll get you into the Founder's Circle. So whether it's a one-time donation or whether it's spread out over the course of a year, if you're able to make a large donation today, by all means do so. But also be thinking, if you're not yet sure if you can make a larger donation, or if you're sure that you can, but you're not sure what the amount is that you can afford to give, then please be thinking about that. And tomorrow and the next day, we'll be asking you to call in. So just wanted to let people know about this so they can think about it. We have had some people who have already been able to donate at larger amounts. For example, we want to say thank you to Laura from Washington State and Joseph from New Jersey, Jim from Connecticut, and Joseph from Oregon. Each of them, oh, and also Emery from Maryland. Each of them has been able to donate $1,000. And also Edward from Ohio has been able to donate $2,000. So thank you very much to those individuals and to everyone else who has been donating at whatever level.
We're going to go right to the phones now and let Jimmy answer some questions, because that's what we do here. And we don't want to stop doing that during this just brief three-day pledge drive intended to keep us financed for the next 3 months to be able to do this. But let me just tell you right now, 17 of our colleagues are waiting for your calls, and 15 or 16 of them are available right now. Perfect time to call, make your pledge, maybe make a new monthly pledge and get it triple matched right now. 888-291-8000. Off to the phones we go. Let me see where I'm going here. We'll start with
Charlie in Boise, Idaho on Salt and Light.
All right, Charlie, you're next. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, how's it going, Jimmy? Yeah, love to be here. Really happy. I listen to you guys all the time on the way to class. Anyways, yeah, so I am a college student, and I have a buddy of mine that's in a Bible study with me that is Protestant, and he has two issues with the Catholic faith. No other issues than this.
Okay.
Confession with the priest and the Pope. That's it.
Okay.
And if I asked him, I'm like, if you were... Yeah, if you were given a straight answer on, like, why we do this as Catholics and why it's the case, would you become Catholic? And he said yes. So
wow.
I'm really hoping you guys can come
right on the brink.
So.
Good
yeah,
for him.
Exactly.
So in terms of confession, by coincidence, yesterday in the second hour I was on the show, and we had a call where I went over the basis for confession. It's right there in John chapter 20. You know, since we don't have a lot of time today, I'll refer you to yesterday's second hour, which you can get on the podcast or on youtube.com/CatholicCom or at Catholic Answers Live, however you want to listen to it. Check out the second hour. And I have a discussion there about the basis for confession that you could play for your friend, or just, you know, learn it yourself and repeat it for your friend in a way that you think would be beneficial to him. In terms of the Pope, well, the church is an organization, and that's something that's very clear, you know, it just by its nature, every local church is an organization, and the universal church is also an organization, and organizations need leaders. And the way humans work, they tend to need a single leader, because whenever humans have tried to have situations with leaders who have equal authority, so there's no one single leader, it tends to cause problems. This was very obvious, for example, just a couple of examples that spring to mind, where this was tried were in ancient Rome. Twice in the century before Jesus Christ, the Romans tried to have a three-man government. It was known as the triumvirate. This triumvirate comes from Latin roots that mean the three men. And both times that they tried rule by triumvirate, it ended in civil war. The triumvirs could not get along together, and power ended up being consolidated both times in a single person, which is what led to the Roman emperors. Well, Jesus knew that history. He also knew human nature extremely well, and he realized that as long as he was on earth, well, of course, he was the leader of his church, but he wasn't planning on staying on earth. He was planning, after his crucifixion and resurrection, on going back to heaven, and so there would need to be a single leader to replace him. And in three of the four Gospels, he indicates that that leader is Peter. In Matthew, he says that to Peter that he will build his church on Peter, and he says, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, which is an allusion to an office from the Old Testament. There was a figure in the household of the original King David and subsequent Davidic kings who was known as the master of the palace, who had keys as a symbol of his office. So Jesus, as the new David, is making Peter the chief steward of the house of the new David. He also gives him the authority to bind and loose, which was a term used in Second Temple era Judaism for the ability to make and abolish laws. So he's giving Peter legal authority as a lawmaker. He later shares that with others, but he uniquely gives Peter the keys. In Luke's gospel, at the Last Supper, when a dispute arises among the disciples of who is the greatest, Jesus tells them three things. And this is all one speech. It is not separate speeches. It's all one speech. The first thing he tells them is that they shouldn't be focused on who's bigger and more important than who. They should be servant leaders. They should have an attitude of service towards people rather than bossing them around. Secondly, he tells them that each of them will sit on a throne with him. So they'll sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And then finally, he turns to Peter and says, I've prayed for you specifically. Satan has asked to sift y'all like wheat, but I've prayed for you specifically that your faith will not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. So Jesus gives Peter a special pastoral role as the pastor of the other disciples. We see the same thing in John chapter 21, where they're at the Sea of Galilee, and after Peter's three denials, Jesus makes Peter confess his love for him three times, and he does that asking Peter initially, do you love me more than these, meaning the other disciples who are present? And Peter says, yes, I do, and he says, feed my sheep. And so Jesus has just commissioned Peter to be the shepherd of his entire flock, including the other disciples who are present, because he said, do you love me more than these other disciples? So in three of the four Gospels, we see Jesus explicitly giving Peter a commission to serve as the leader of the church. There's a paper I wrote on this. It's at my website, jimmyakin.com. It's called Why Be Catholic? An Exercise for Evangelicals. And I go into all this in more detail there. So I'd recommend just Googling Jimmy Akin, Why Be Catholic? An Exercise for Evangelicals. And that paper can give you additional arguments that cover all this in more detail. And you could share a link to it with your friend.
And I will say thank you very much for the call, because we have to take a quick minute here to ask folks to support us. Once every 3 months, we come to you to ask you to support this program. This program is given out for free to any station, to any internet ministry, to any country in the world where they would like to broadcast it. It's given for free. So we have to pay to produce it, and that costs us about $225,000 over the next 3 months. And when you think about that, it's extraordinary, the audience that we reach and the quality of what is produced, both in video and audio, for that amount of money. It's a fraction of what might be spent on a secular program. We're happy about that, but we got to have that in order to continue to make this show available for free around the world. So we come to you to ask you your help, and we have some matching money to do that. Any donation that you give, any pledge that you make during this hour, will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. And we've only used maybe 3,000 of that, maybe 4,000 if I haven't looked in the last minute. And so there's a long way to go as far as matching money to use up. Also, every single line is open here.
According to the tote board, we've used 1,500 of those of that in the last few minutes. So we have a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Before we meet our $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. We're only 10% of the way there, and we're more than 10% of the way through the show. We're 25% of the way through the show right now.
I didn't give the number, Jimmy. I just want to give that out real quick. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Every single line open right now. Go ahead, Jimmy.
And great minds think alike, because I was just about out the number as well. But there is another alternative that people can use to give, and that's going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that works any time of day, any day of the week, any day of the year for that matter. So if you're listening time delayed, you know, like on podcast or on YouTube or something like that, or if you're in another country, you know, you may be outside of North America where the toll-free number won't work for you. By all means, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can make your donation safely and securely online right there. It will really help us out. And whether you're, whether you're listening live here in North America, whether you're outside of North America, or whether you're listening time delayed, you can still donate to support Catholic Answers Live, and we really do need your assistance. We currently have two folks on the line and 17 who are waiting, just standing by waiting to take your call. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, God loves a cheerful giver. So please, we love cheerful givers too. Please be of good cheer. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
It's time to come to you and ask you to keep this program funded so we can keep producing it. We depend entirely upon you. As a matter of fact, if we were to miss just one of these quarterly pledge drives, we would not be able to make the show. And so we do need your help. I'm going to go back to the phones, let Jimmy answer some more questions. But there are 12 lines open on my screen. It says 12 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Let's go to James in Murrieta, California, listening on Catholic.com. James, you there with us?
Yeah.
Hello, James.
And my question is when the Lady of Guadalupe appeared, it was she really pregnant? Why I'm asking here is because I asked my dad at Sam Keys, and he had no possible idea.
And your father is a priest. Sam Keys didn't know. All right. Jimmy will know.
Well, it's not a matter that's in the Bible, so it's something that not everybody, you know, not even every priest would be aware of. So what I can say is this. Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared in the 1500s, so that was about four centuries ago, but Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, so he was born a little before the year 1 AD, most probably in the year 2 or 3 BC. And so that's when Mary would have been pregnant, around 3 BC, not in the 1500s. So she wasn't literally pregnant with Jesus when she appeared as Our Lady of Guadalupe. Having said that, she could appear in the vision as if she were pregnant. And when people have looked at the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on the tilma, on the piece of cloth, some of them have seen indications or signs that make them think she was pregnant. She's wearing a belt above her waist. And some people have suggested that that belt, we can see the bow on the belt. And some people have suggested that that indicates her stomach was, bulging below the belt, and thus that would be a sign that she was pregnant. On the other hand, when you look at the image on the painting, the lines of the fabric fall pretty much straight down. They do poke out a little bit where one of her knees is, like she's got one of her knees forward, but the lines otherwise fall pretty straight. So I would say just by examining the image on the shroud itself, it isn't clear whether she is depicted as being present in the vision or whether she's not, but certainly many people have understood it that way. But that would be something that applies to the vision of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Mary was not literally pregnant with Jesus in the 1500s. She was literally pregnant with Jesus around 3 BC.
James, thank you very much. You did a great job. Thank you for mentioning your father, Father Sam Keyes, who is our chaplain here at Catholic Answers. And I'm sure that's why he encouraged you to call and ask Jimmy that question, because he knew Jimmy would know. Thanks, James. Hey, right now, 11 lines open, and we got a long way to go to use the match this hour. It's our quarterly pledge drive. We do the pledge drive just for 3 days, just for 6 hours, and we only use part of each hour to ask you for your support. And thus far, that has always worked out beautifully. We don't need a ton of money to do what we do here. We don't have all the fancy things they have in the secular places, and we don't need them. We just need to have a studio and people to work it so that we can produce these programs. We have wonderful people to do that, and your help is needed to keep it all running. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either place you go, your pledge of any amount is matched up to $15,000 this hour. And if you start a new monthly pledge in any amount, that will be matched again, because we have a very generous donor who knows we need those monthly pledges. So start a new monthly pledge. Perfect time to do it. 888-291-8000.
And once again, just to remind folks of the, and by the way, we're going to be going to a break in a few minutes, so that will be an ideal time to call, although it's already really a great time to call because we only have one person on the line right now, and we've got 17 of our fellow employees waiting to take your call at 888-291-8000. But we do have, as we mentioned, some special thank you gifts that we'd like to send you in exchange for your generosity. If you're able to donate at the $10 or more a month level, you'll be a member of our Society 315. We have a special box of thank you gifts that we'd like to send you, including a magnet, a t-shirt, things like that. If you're able to donate $20 or more a month, or a one-time gift of $200, we have a couple of books that we'd like to send you. One is Tim Staples' book, Behold Your Mother, which is all about Marian doctrines and covers the biblical basis for them, as well as church teaching and what the church fathers have to say. And we'll also send you my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, which is all about the Bible, how we got it, what it contains, when it was written, who wrote it, how to understand it, all kinds of things like that in The Bible is a Catholic Book. If you're able to donate $45 a month or make a one-time gift of $500 or more, we'll send you Trent Horn's brand new book. It's just come out. It's called Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic. And Trent, poses hard questions to himself and then answers them. So that's a new, exciting book. You want to be sure and get that. If you're able to donate $84 a month, then you'll be a member of our President's Club, which has all kinds of benefits, including we'll give you everything we publish in the year for free. That's all of the books, all of the magazines, all of the DVDs, all of the audio sets, all of the everything, if you're able to afford $84 or more dollars a month. And a lot of people can, $84 a month. I mean, $1,000, that's a substantial donation for one time, but lots of people could afford $84 a month. And we do need to be hearing from folks like that. We also have the Founder Circle for $417 or more a month. But whatever level you are able to give at, please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. The latest number I have from our tote board says that we have so far this hour raised $4,000, which means we need to raise another $11,000 by the end of the hour. And so we're about 28% of the way towards our matching challenge this hour, but we're halfway through the show and we're about to head to a break. So this is going to be an ideal time to call. We really do need to hear from you if we're going to make that goal. There are 14 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees waiting to speak to you. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And sometimes during the breaks, the phones can fill up. I certainly hope that happens this time because we need it to. But even when the phones do fill up, you can always go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's very easy. It's very efficient. It'll work not only on your computer, but also on your phone or your iPad or whatever electronic device you have. The website has been designed to scale for your device, so no matter what you're using to connect, you'll be able to donate online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, whether it's live or after the fact. We do need to hear from you. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, and we really do need to hear from you.
Boy, do we. There's 11 lines open right now, and we can fill them all up. That would be great. Barry from Texas called last hour. I just got this note. He made a $200 a month donation. He said he couldn't take Tim being so despondent, so he had to call and help out. Well, if I need to sound despondent, I'll do it.
And you don't want Jimmy sounding despondent either.
That would be horrible. So whatever it takes, we need your calls right now. We are struggling this hour, but we struggled a bit the last hour and really picked up the second half. And so maybe we can do that now, but we need lots and lots of good friends to pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Every donation matched up to $15,000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's open forum this hour. You are welcome to call, and I'll give this number out once right now because there's another number that I have to give out, and I get easily confused. The number to call if you have a question for Jimmy to ask on air is 888-318-7884. Right now, we are halfway through this hour. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. It is not yet close to being used up. And here is our president, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Cy. Hello, Jimmy. Gentlemen, thanks for all your hard work.
Well, thanks for having us.
And thanks to everyone so far who's donated to our quarterly drive. This keeps this show on the air, my friends. We absolutely need your support, and we have the very generous support of a collection of major givers who our development team has put together over the past couple, 3 months to put up these matching challenges so that your gift will be doubled. So there's no better time to give to Catholic Answers than right now, because your gift is going to be doubled. It's going to be doubled. Is there a better reason?
Well, love of the Lord, and then it'll be doubled.
You always make me feel small.
I apologize.
You're right. Actually, my friends, I want you to give simply out of the love of Jesus Christ.
Who loves it when you're doubled, donation is doubled. But it can also be tripled if it's a new monthly donation now, Chris.
Okay. Very good. So monthly donations especially, and that puts you in our 315 Society. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. My friends, the entire staff of Catholic Answers is answering the phones right now, waiting to talk to you. Cy, I'm answering the phones. I got a phone call from a man named Ed in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Ed does? He drives Amish people. Because they can't drive. So I didn't know there was...
Amish Uber. I had no idea.
So he specifically does this. And you know what he does when he has Amish people in his car?
What?
Plays Catholic Answers Live.
Well, I guess I'm not really clear on how Amish works, but that is awesome.
He's evangelizing there, my friends. He also gave me $2,000. So I'm especially looking for gifts of that size right now, because we are behind on this hour. We're behind, and we have a lot of distance that we need to make up, and we don't want to leave this $15,000 on the table, because the arrangement that we have with these donors is they don't fulfill the gift until we've met the match. So my friends, this isn't like a challenge where you hear sometimes there's, you know, a radio station maybe doing, or some public broadcasting, whatever, they may be doing some, we have a challenge, somebody put up 20 and they're trying to challenge you to meet that. This is an actual match. In other words, we don't get the gift until we make the match.
Right.
And we're in the less than 30 minutes here to make up a substantial portion. So I'm especially reaching out to my friends here who can make a 4 or even 5-figure gift. And if you do, you'll become a member of our President's Club or Founders Circle, to which attach many benefits. But most of all, you're going to keep this incredible show on the air with the amazing talent that we have. And not just on this side of the glass, but on the other side of the glass there and throughout this entire building.
Didn't even know we were reaching out to the Amish, and that when we are. It's a whole new ballgame now.
So I put it this way, my friends. It's not a secret right now that culturally, you know, Christianity is under fire. And the need for the church, the need for the work that Catholic Answers does is, I would say, in greater demand than ever, and it is evangelizing not only people, unbelievers outside the church, but people within our own church who still aren't coming back to Mass after COVID, for example, still are not availing themselves of the sacraments. So there's a lot of work for Catholic Answers to do. There's a lot of work for my friend Jimmy Akin here to do, for Tim Staples to do, Carlo, Trent, Joe Heschmeyer, Cy Killett, but there's only six of those guys. But you can multiply their effort through the magic of this radio show.
Indeed.
And reach literally millions of people. And every day we get testimonies in this building of people who've been brought into the church, brought back to the church because of Catholic Answers Live.
The number is 888-291-8000. Take advantage of those matches, especially at the new monthly pledge of any amount. It'll be tripled right now, 888-291-8000. 15 lines open out of 17 right now. That's a lot of lines open. Let's see if we can fill them up.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Chris, thanks very much.
Anytime, gentlemen. My friends, help us meet this match. 26 minutes left to go, less than that. Please, we can't leave this money on the table.
What if the Amish want to donate? Do they use a phone? Or I don't know how do they do that. Just put it in the mail. We'll take it.
I don't know about the Amish, but I caught a little bit of the last hour. And towards the end of the hour, there was a gentleman who called who asked how late he would be able to call to make a donation.
Yeah.
And y'all explained that he could, you know, our employees stay on the phones until they stop ringing, which is, you know, typically something like 15 minutes after the show ends.
Right.
And then after that, people can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But then when he asked his question, he said, okay, now I'm a Protestant.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
Tim answered
that.
Tim answered his question, and that shows two things that are very significant. The first thing, it shows how Catholic Answers Live benefits even people who aren't Catholic. We're reaching people who aren't Catholic. We're giving them information. They trust us to ask us for the information. And so so we're really making a difference, not just in the Catholic Church, but outside of it as well. And the second thing it reveals that's very important is you don't have to be Catholic to support the show.
Amen.
If you see value in it, then by all means, whether you're Catholic or not, please do support it. And if you're a Catholic, what are you doing letting non-Catholics support the show if you're not?
Let me follow up with what Jimmy just said there, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I want to ask a question to people who are listening, who are regular listeners to this program, and I know that there are many of you, but you've never supported the program. Why? This is Catholic Answers, so this is my question for Catholic Answers. Why, my friends, you've been a regular listener to this show, a gift of $25 or $50 or $25 a month. This show costs us what, Si? About, where do we put the figure? Around somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000 a year to operate, something like that?
Oh, now that's hard math, but yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Right, and if you included the videos, it would be more than that.
Approaching a million, yep.
Yeah, but it's not – I mean, I really want to stress with people, that is very inexpensive for the quality of media.
It's extraordinary.
It's really nothing compared to what, you know, I don't know, your local news spends to get that on.
Nope. And we have a dedicated team here. The quality of this program is superb because they are so talented, but they are working for what they're working for because they love Jesus Christ and they want to bring people into the church. Here's my next question for Catholic Answers listeners. How much would you write a check for to bring someone into the Catholic Church? So if I said to you, if you wrote a check for $1,000, someone would come into Catholic Church. You would say, that's a bargain. I'm going to do that to make someone a Catholic.
Amen.
Here's the thing, my friends. You can actually write a check for less than that. And because of this program, help bring someone into the Catholic Church. Now, Jimmy and Si will be at pains to tell you it's not them. It's the Holy Spirit. He's using them. That is absolutely true. But we're here to be used by the Holy Spirit to bring souls into the Catholic Church. And your support makes that happen. And my friend, when you get on the other side of the veil, you're going to meet the person.
There it is.
I should say the many people whom you helped into the Catholic Church by supporting this show. So 888-291-8000. If you've never supported the show, I want to know why. Please call and support us. And two, how much would you spend to bring someone into the Catholic Church? Please, my friends, help us meet this $15,000 goal. 888-291-8000. Sorry, I'm going back to the phone. So, you know, they might get
call
to talk
to
the
Chris.
President. Now, I don't know if they regard that as a benefit or not, but I will be answering calls.
It is a benefit, but you'll talk to our colleagues
when
you call.
Yep, amen. And if you get me, you can say everything you think Si Kellett's doing wrong.
Don't do that.
I'll just ignore
those,
that.
Those come in emails. I'm going to go to Cindy in Nebraska, listening on
you,
Alexa. Cindy, thanks for waiting. We lost Annie in Long Island. I was really looking forward to talking with Annie in Long Island, but maybe she'll call back. Let me just give out the number one more time, Cindy, before I take your call. To make your pledge right now, we need it, 888-291-8000. Cindy in Nebraska, go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be talking to you, Jimmy. I'm a Catholic convert, and I guess my question is more towards Protestants. I was wondering about the Protestants thinking that Mary had children other than Jesus. I would like to know, then, where are they? If there are children of Mary, and there are half-brothers or sisters of Jesus, then where would they be heard from? But we haven't heard from them. If they were afraid to be half brothers or sisters of Jesus, you know, because he was killed on the cross, there'd be neighbors, and they would say that there were children of Jesus. But there doesn't seem to be any of them mentioned in the Bible. And if I was a half brother or half sister of Jesus, or Mary was my mother, I would be shouting it from the mountains. So, you know.
All right.
I guess that's okay. My question.
So Jesus does have brothers, because the New Testament uses that word. In Greek, the word for brother is adelphos, and it does say that Jesus had adelphoi, or brethren. It also says he had adelphi, or sisters. The question is, what kind of brothers and sisters were these? Now, the normal kind of brother and sister that most people have is a full brother, or what's known technically as a brother German. Yes, really, brother German is what a full brother is called. And obviously, Jesus didn't have those, because he didn't have a human father. So it would not be possible for Jesus to have full brothers. You will find people who will say, particularly in the Protestant community, that Jesus had half-brothers, that Mary had other children, and that's who these were. But there are problems with that view, and we talk about them frequently here on Catholic Answers Live. For example, when Mary is told she's going to be the mother of Jesus, she's already legally married to Joseph. They're already legally married. She's just waiting for the period of cohabitation to begin. And Gabriel shows up and says, "You're going to have a son." And she responds, "How will this be? For I know not man." Well, she obviously knows the facts of life. She knows about the birds and the bees, because otherwise she wouldn't be asking the question. But her question also reveals something else. It suggests that she's not planning on a normal marriage where the spouses have marital congress with each other, because if that's what she was planning, it would be obvious how she would have Jesus. You know, she would just, in a few months, she'll begin cohabiting with Joseph, and then she'll get pregnant and she'll have a son, and that would be perfectly understandable. So the fact that that she questions this, that she asks how this is going to happen, suggests she's not planning on a normal marriage. Now, we do later in Jesus's ministry, we do get references to some of Jesus's brothers by name. We're told that they're named James and Joseph and Simon and Judas. And one of them in particular, James, went on to have a prominent leadership role in the church. He was the first bishop of Jerusalem after St. Peter left, and he's mentioned in St. Paul's letters. So we know about him a little bit, but we have other questions, like you mentioned at the crucifixion, where are the brethren? Well, they may not have been physically there. You know, not everybody in Israel was right there for the crucifixion, so they could have been elsewhere. But why then did Jesus entrust Mary to St. John? We see that happening in John chapter 19. Mary and St. John are right there. Jesus looks at them and says, "Woman, behold your son, and son, behold your mother." And John tells us that from that point on, he took Mary as a member of his own household. That would never happen if Mary had other children. If Mary had other children, she would be their responsibility, and it would be highly insulting to entrust her care to an outsider who wasn't a member of the family. So her own children would have cared for her, and that suggests that the so-called brethren of Jesus are not other children. So what kind of brothers could they be if they're not full brothers or half brothers? Well, some people have suggested they might be cousins, because the term brother in Hebrew and Aramaic can extend as far as cousins, so that's possible. It's also possible that they could be adopted brothers, because, you know, your parents adopt someone else, that person's your legal brother. He may not be biologically your brother, but he's your legal brother. However, we have an indication from the second century about what the brethren were. According to a document known as the Infancy Gospel of James, which dates from the second century. It's also known as the Proto-Evangelium of James. But according to that, Mary was a consecrated virgin, which is why she's not planning on a normal marriage. And St. Joseph was selected to be her husband and guardian because he was an elderly widower who already had a family and was not looking to have more children. And so he would be a suitable guardian for a consecrated virgin. And consequently, according to second century sources, like the Infancy Gospel of James, the brethren of Jesus were stepbrothers. They were children of Joseph by a former marriage. And that's the earliest indication we have in church history about what kind of brother they were. So that's a general sketch of how I'd answer that question, and I hope that helps you out.
Cindy, thank you so much for that call and for that question. We are coming up in the last moments of this hour. The first day, we'll close out the first day of our 3 days of asking you to support us so that we can continue to do this show for the next 3 months. The number to call with your pledge, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 14 of our colleagues on the phones right now. Just three, it says now, are speaking with someone. So that means 11 lines open for you to call, 888-291-8000. You should be able to get done very, very quickly. Maybe you want to make a new monthly pledge so that you can take advantage of that special match for new monthly pledges. To get it done, if you're in a hurry, if you pull over to the side of the street or something and you want to just get it done, they can get you done in 90 seconds, 2 minutes at the outside. If you want to chat, you want to tell them why you called, you want to share a message with us to read on air, you can take your time to do that as well, because there's plenty of phone lines available, 888-291-8000. If you'd prefer to do it safe and secure online, maybe you're listening later and we are closed up for business for the day here, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Long way to go to be fully funded for this hour and to stay on track to be fully funded. It would require $225,000 to be fully funded by the end of these 3 days. We're still well within the window to be able to do that, and we need your support right now to stay on track. 888-291-8000.
And Sykella, one of the things we often talk about, but that we have only briefly talked about, at least this hour, I didn't hear all of last hour, so I don't know how much it was covered, but there is a biblical basis for giving. One of the things that is a theme in both the, in both Testaments, it's both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, is the importance of God's people using their financial resources to fund the work of God. And this is something that comes up in Jesus's teachings. It's also something that comes up in St. Paul's teachings in the New Testament. He alludes to in Galatians 6, to how one should share all good things with the teacher of God's word. And in context, he's talking about financially sharing, you know, financial goods to help underwrite the preaching of God's word. So if you're listening to Catholic Answers Live, and if you learn about the Christian faith in general and the Catholic faith specifically from us here, then we're teaching you God's word. And you may think, oh, you know, what other sources do I have? Now, hopefully, you're getting a lot of good knowledge about the Catholic faith from your local parish. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Parishes vary. But if you're hearing the Word of God from us here on Catholic Answers Live, then please follow Paul's exhortation to share all good things with the one who teaches God's Word. Share with us so that we can keep further sharing God's word with others. It won't just benefit you. It will benefit many, many other people. As Chris mentioned, you'll get to meet them in the next life. All the different people that your donations helped, and believe me, it's going to be a lot of them, because we reach a very large number of people, and we get messages all the time from people who say, I came back to the church because of you, or I became Catholic because of you, or you helped strengthen my faith, you helped keep me from losing my faith. All of those people have benefited because of the generosity of donors in the past, and you will have the opportunity in the next life to meet the people that you have helped by your generosity. So please follow St. Paul's exhortation and help us out by making a donation online. Also, in addition to meeting those people, you'll get a reward. St. Paul indicates that God will reward those who are generous in supporting God's work. He says in Galatians 6 that if you sow to the flesh, by which he means spending all your money on your own pleasures, then from the flesh you will reap corruption. But, he says, if you sow to the Spirit, meaning using your funds to support God's work, you will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And so there's an eternal reward in heaven that God will give you in exchange for the generosity you showed in supporting his work. We do need to hear from you, though. If you want to help those people, if you want to receive that reward, if you want to help keep the show on the air and reaching yourself so that you can keep benefiting from it as well as other people, then please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're heading into the closing segment of the show, but this is a great time to call. We still have lines that are available for you that are open with people just waiting to take your call. They just need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000.
I haven't done a very good job of monitoring the international gifts. I always like to see where gifts are coming from. But I just noticed Chris from New South Wales in Australia donated. So thank you, Chris, for that international support for us. I'm going to go real quick to a question in Fargo, North Dakota. George in Fargo, listening on Real Presence Radio. If you could be quick with your question, George, you'll give Jimmy time to answer it.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. I have seen online some letters that were supposedly written by Pontius Pilate to someone in Rome describing Jesus and the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. I was wondering if you have seen these and if you know if they're authentic or not.
I have seen them, and the consensus in the scholarly community is that they are not authentic, that they were written in the early church, but not in the first century, and so they would not have been written by Pontius Pilate himself. Instead, they were an imaginative creation to envision what Pontius Pilate might have written, but they are not actually authentic.
George, what a great question. Thank you so much. Our number here, by the way, 888-291-8000. We are still in the midst of we're just coming to the end of our first day of the pledge drive. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And I think we have time for one more call if we're real quick about it.
All right. I will do my very best. Give me a line number, Jimmy.
Line 4.
Line 4. Let's go to Kyle in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Catholic.com. Kyle, you're going to have to be quick if you want an answer.
Hi. Okay, I just want to say I'm a big fan, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've recently gotten into an online argument with a bunch of atheist friends about they claim that the Catholic Church has only started teaching against abortion in the past 200 years.
Okay, so let me intervene there. Let me intervene there because this is a very easy question to answer. That's total nonsense. The church has been teaching against abortion from the first century onward. There was a document that was written in the first century known as the Didache. Didache is the Greek word for teaching, and this document summarizes the teaching of the 12 apostles. One of the things it says is, "Thou shalt not murder a child by abortion." So from the first century down to today, you have a consistent witness in the Catholic Church saying that abortion is a grave sin, and in fact, it constitutes murder. That is not something that has come around in the last 200 years. It goes all the way back to the first century. And I hope that helps you out. You can just look up Didache online. It's spelled D-I-D-A-C-H-E. There's a copy of the Didache available at newadvent.org. So if you look up the Didache there and search on abortion, you'll find the passage, and you can share that with your friends.
And again, thank you very much for that call. We're coming up to the top of the hour. As Jimmy mentioned, we had someone ask, well, if I need a couple more minutes to call, how long will I have? They'll stay answering the phones as long as the phones are ringing. That usually is about 10 or 15 minutes after we leave, so you can continue to try it at 888-291-8000. Maybe you didn't want to miss any of Jimmy's answers, but you still wanted to give. Well, now's a good time to do that, 888-291-8000. But remember, you can always go, even it's optimized for your phone or for your computer, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Very easy, and you can get it done quite quickly there as well, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we currently have 7 lines open, so this is a great time to call. You'll get through quickly and easily. We're not going to be able to take any more questions this hour, so you won't be missing anything. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888 291-8000, and we have those thank you gifts we'd like to send you. Once again, at $10 a month, you'll be a member of our Society 315. You'll get a T-shirt, you'll get a magnet, a bumper sticker, things like that. At $20 or more a month, or if you're already giving $20 a month and you give an additional $10 a month, you just raise your gift level, you'll get the two books, Tim Staples' Behold Your Mother, which is all about Mary, and my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, which is all about the Bible. If you're able to give $45 or more a month or increase your donation amount, you can receive Trent Horn's brand new book, Devil's Advocate, where he poses tough questions to himself and then shows you how to answer those questions. So by all means, consider that. $84 a month is the President's Club. Lots of people can afford that. $417 a month is the Founders Circle. Some people can afford that. And we will need to be hearing from such people. So please give us a call. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
As we go off the air, our colleagues will still be answering phones, and there are lines open now. So go ahead and dial 888-291-8000. Tomorrow, we've got Jimmy and Tim again, and we'll do more open forum. So if we didn't get to you today, we'll do our very best to get to you tomorrow. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 24 hours a day, or if you can call right now, 888-291-8000.